It's been 5.5 months since the ribbon was cut, opening U.S. Bank Stadium and a new era in the Minnesota sports scene. In that time, there's been countless firsts in the stadium, from the inaugural event taking place with a soccer match in early August to the first Vikings game later that month.
Bradford out of the shotgun, fakes a handoff, steps up, loops it to the end zone for Diggs. Caught! Touchdown! Stephon Diggs is killing the Green Bay Packers.
What it is truly has been a blessing. I mean, to see the building come together, to see the fans come together. I mean, the Skol chant, they really have enjoyed their new home. I mean, a lot of work went into it, many, many hours of planning. And what people fail to realize is the number of hours of kind of construction and planning are important, but then the operations are just as important. And so our goal to really build the best stadium, not only in the National Football League, but in the entire world, I think we've accomplished that. People have enjoyed it. People from around the world have come to see it. Our peers in the NFL have enjoyed it. And what we will continually do is just to continually work on doing the best job we possibly can to build that incredible fan experience. Because at the end of the day, it really is about the fans and creating that special Minnesota environment.
From the atmosphere to the noise to the endless amenities, the newest stadium in the NFL has made quite the impression in the first season. The venue has been getting nothing but glowing reviews from anyone stepping through the doors.
It's great for the Twin Cities. There's a lot of growth going on, and I think a lot of it comes just from the stadium even. It's amazing. I'm in awe. I have no words.
It's an amazing stadium, great home for the Vikings. And, of course, that roof is awesome. Letting the natural light in feels like you're playing outdoors.
I mean, I think it just used to feel great for the organization, for the Wilfs, for our ownership, but also for the administration, and obviously for the players that put the work in, and the people that got the stadium built, the fans for coming here. I mean, there's so much buildup over the years for the stadium and when we're going to open it, who we're going to open it against, and of course, is Green Bay. And to come in and play and have a great game and then also get the win is just huge.
The new home for the Minnesota Vikings has brought more than just football games to downtown Minneapolis. Back in the days campaigning at the Capitol, the Vikings and stadium supporters always promised the many events the venue would bring to the city. In the first 5 months, the stadium has hosted over 300 different meetings, events, and gatherings.
These are all the things that we visualized that we would do to have, and even though some national events, but even from a local standpoint, to really embrace high school sports and high school football, to host the Super Bowl in February 2018 and the Final Four in 19, and then the X Games that will be here right around the corner. Those are the things that we really wanted to create that environment. So we thought through all of the multiple facets of this stadium, of how we could design it, what we can do to put it together, because there will be a lot of events and there will be many more events that will come in the future.
The next 14 months will bring not only hundreds of events and millions to U.S. Bank Stadium, but also the biggest games in all of sports. With the Super Bowl, Final Four, and Summer X Games ahead, the stadium will be on the center stage in the sporting world.
I think it's important from a business community standpoint because there will be a lot of people who maybe had never considered moving to the Twin Cities or working here, and now with all of these different events coming in, I think it puts us on a level to be in a special environment to say, yeah, we have an incredible business unit, multiple Fortune 500 companies, our education system is the best, it's a healthy environment, and then now that you have all of these pro sports teams here, college sports here in the Twin Cities, but then you have these great events, it really does make it a special place to live, work, and play.
It won't be long before those events are taking place in downtown Minneapolis, as U.S. Bank Stadium will continue to be in the spotlight for years to come. The ribbon was cut opening this new venue on July 22nd, and the stadium hasn't looked back since. The state-of-the-art new home for the Vikings in downtown Minneapolis lived up to the high expectations in 2016 and is ready for a busy upcoming year ahead. Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink. Find out who had breakout seasons for the Vikings and the building blocks for 2017 and beyond. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Vikings Beyond the Gridiron is presented by Miller Lite, official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings. By Twin Cities Orthopedics, official orthopedic provider of the Minnesota Vikings. and by U.S. Bank, official bank of the Minnesota Vikings.